Is inflation worth fighting now?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government told us this morning producer prices climbed last month by 1.8%. That's about double the rate economists were expecting. The PPI is a key measure of wholesale inflation, so that speaks to that hot debate. Is inflation a threat that the Federal Reserve needs to fight? On the line with us is economist Conrad De Quadros at RDQ Economics with us live from New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to the wholesale price jump?
Well, obviously a much larger increase in producer prices than we were expecting. I think the big question is to what extent we see follow-on in tomorrow's consumer price report.
Right. So consumers didn't see, you know, may or may not have seen prices go up last month?
I think that we would have seen prices go up at the consumer level. I don't think the increase will be as large as what we saw in the producer price report. I think we're probably looking at an increase in consumer prices of closer to 0.5%.
But what about this morning's number? I mean, when you say double the rate economists were expecting, it sounds kind of alarming, but you've been looking into things. What do you make of the news so far?
Well, there were a couple of factors that were contributed in a very large way to the increase in producer prices. One of those factors were truck prices, and that's just a lot of volatility. And the other was energy prices, which is a lot more real and obviously something that people have to address. But we have energy prices up 6.9% with gasoline prices at the wholesale level up 14.2%. So a couple of areas there where we saw bigger increases than we were looking for.
The Fed is meeting today and tomorrow talking about interest rates. What do you think they'll do?
Well, despite this increase in PPI prices, if we look at consumer prices, which is what the Fed are more concerned about, those prices up to this point have been quite benign. And so I think that the Fed's policy statement is going to be very similar to that released in November, and they will probably say again that they believe conditions warrant exceptionally low levels of the Fed funds rate for an extended period.
We'll see tomorrow. Economist Conrad De Quadros at RDQ Economics, live from New York. Thank you.
Thank you.
And a dose of positive news this morning. U.S. industrial output rose firmly in November, well above forecasts, raising some hope for manufacturing. Numbers are mixed, though, now. The S&P 500 and the Dow are down 0.2%. The NASDAQ has squeaked out a fraction of a gain. So the Dow is off 20 points at 10,481. Best Buy shares, though, are down 8%. America's biggest electronics retailer said third quarter earnings more than quadrupled, but the fourth quarter looks tight. General Motors says it plans to repay all of its $6.7 billion in government loans by the end of June. European markets were slightly higher today, while Asian stocks lost about 1%. The airline industry is fastening its lap belt for another choppy year. The International Air Transport Association reports this morning airlines worldwide are expected to lose $5.6 billion in 2010. Now, that's about half what they lost last year, but still a big number. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
On the upside, the International Air Transport Association expects demand to rebound somewhat. However, it expects fuel prices to rise next year. That'll cut into profits even if airlines are able to raise ticket prices. Steve Lott is a spokesman for the association. He says there's another problem looming, excess capacity, and that may actually get worse next year.
We expect over 1,000 aircraft to be delivered in 2010. You know, these are planes that have been ordered years ago. And as a result, it's going to be extremely difficult for airlines to keep capacity growth down.
On the cargo front, the picture looks a bit brighter. Today's report predicts 7% growth worldwide next year, though even if that happens, international freight volume would be 10% below the peak levels hit in 2007. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. By the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And by Bank of America, 1 year into a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities.
It's day 9 at the UN summit in Copenhagen, where the world is grappling with climate change. Some of America's political heavy hitters have begun arriving today. Senator John Kerry, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, California's governor spoke to delegates.
The governor made frequent references to Copenhagen's most famous author, the writer of fairy tales, Hans Christian Andersen. Schwarzenegger said The Ugly Duckling had been his favorite story as a child because it was all about personal transformation, the kind of transformation, he said, the world must now undergo to avoid climate change. The effort should be personal, he said, local and regional. We should not rely on the national governments negotiating here to save the planet.
I believe in the power of the scientist, the capitalist, and the activist. I believe in the power of the cities and the states and the provinces to be the laboratories for new ideas, which the national governments then can go and study and adopt.
The governor said he would ask the UN to stage a climate summit like Copenhagen, but for cities and for states, and he wants it to be held in California. In Copenhagen, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And be sure to tune in later today for Marketplace with Kai Ryssdal for more of our coverage of the UN Climate Change Conference. Over at FedEx, this is the busiest morning of the year. Greg Mulgaard is a manager at FedEx's hub at LAX, and if today's volume says anything about the economy, his news is pretty good.
A year ago, we did, on our busiest day, which was December 15th, we did about 12 million packages. This year, we're doing 14 million packages in our system.
And the Golden Globe nominations are out this morning. And leading the pack with 6 nominations is the ideal recession movie, Paramount's Up in the Air, starring George Clooney as a man who loves his work.
When I run my card, the system automatically prompts the desk clerk to greet me with this exact statement.
Pleasure to see you again, Mr. Bingham.
It's these kinds of systemized friendly touches that keep my world in orbit.
Clooney's job, of course, flying around the country firing people. This is Marketplace Morning Report. Hope you can join us online. Every week, I condense the week's business news into a 60-second poem, and you can watch that video of the Marketplace Minute at marketplace.org. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.